The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. All Advent long, we hear a lot from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And that's because among all the prophets in the Old Testament, none other prophesies Jesus Christ more than Isaiah does. Sometimes Isaiah is called the fifth gospel for that reason, by far the most prophecies of Christ. But today we're just going to look at the name Isaiah. Because the name Isaiah means God is salvation. Now, salvation, there's a word that deserves a little bit more attention. Here in churchy circles, we banter about the word salvation all the time, but do you think you know what salvation means? Do you think you could give the word a definition? Let's try, shall we? What is salvation? What is salvation? Does salvation just mean that Jesus Christ is going to keep you from being dropped into the pit of hell? Is that salvation? Well, yes, but it's a heck of a lot more than that. That's like describing the roof of the Sistine Chapel as a painted ceiling. It's a heck of a lot more than that. Salvation, we use that word all the time. You're sitting in class, a professor turns to you and asks you an impossible question. And just before you have a chance to reveal your ignorance to the entire class, the bell rings, class ended, and you were saved by the bell. Salvation. You're hiking along, friend slips and falls, and just before he goes down, tumbling into the abyss, you cast out your hand, grab him by the wrist, pull him back up from the brink. He wipes the sweat off his brow, looks you in the eye, and says, Thank you. You saved me. Salvation. What's salvation? I think a good understanding of salvation is this. Salvation is the word that we use to describe it. When all that is wrong has been set right again. That's salvation. And whether you know it or not, you're yearning for that with all your heart, especially in a world in which there's so much that's gone wrong. Men against women, race against race, rich against poor, and no shortage of accusation and fear everywhere. We want salvation with all of our hearts. And Isaiah says that God is salvation, and Jesus says, Father, you've hidden this from the wise and the learned. Where do the wise and the learned look for salvation? Where do they look to have all that's wrong set right again? Well, they look to politics. We can just get the right candidate in the right office. I know that all that's wrong will be set right again. Or they look to economics. If we can just get the Fed to set the right long-term interest rate, all that's wrong will be set right again. Or they look to science. If we can just get the right funding for the right research, all that's wrong will be set right again. Now, please don't take my words and run away with them, okay? Don't make me say things that I'm not saying. I'm not saying these things aren't important. I'm just saying they're not salvation. If you think that any of those things is going to take all that's wrong and make it right again, you know, you're worshiping the wrong God. Isaiah says God is salvation, and I know that seems impossible, but would it help you to know that it's always seemed impossible? That's why Isaiah wrote the first reading. A shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, Isaiah says. The Israelite people look to the Messiah to be their salvation. He was the one that was going to set all that was wrong and set it right again, and the Messiah was going to come from the royal line of David that had been promised would last forever, and it was described as a towering cedar of Lebanon, and now Isaiah says it's just a stump. Why is it just a stump? Because it seemed like God's promise had been broken. God promised the line of David would last forever, and it seemed like God broke his promise because Israel was conquered, and again they were conquered. They were conquered by the Assyrians, they were conquered by the Babylonians, they were ruled by the Greeks, they were ruled by the Romans. The royal line of David was snuffed out. It seemed like God broke his promise. Here's Isaiah saying God did not break his promise. A shoot will sprout from the stump of Jesse. And the lion will lie down with the lamb, and they will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And you want to know something? We still believe that. God is faithful to his promises. And one day, I don't know how, but one day there will be peace. But in the meantime, that salvation comes one heart at a time, and that is what Advent is all about. So here's the question for you here this morning. It's something to pray about. Do you believe that God is your salvation? Or is that just a pious afterthought? Do you really believe that money is your salvation? Is that what's going to take all that's wrong and set it right again? I don't know. Is health your salvation? Maybe the restoration of a broken relationship is your salvation. Just a question to pray about now. Is God your salvation, or are you worshiping the wrong God? Christ is our salvation, and blessed are your eyes when they see that. Amen.